USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president defends himself on Twitter, calling the impeachment inquiry vote the greatest witch hunt in American history. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise bringing a poster to the House floor, on it a picture of Russia, and it says in bold letters, 37 days of Soviet-style impeachment proceedings.
Speaker Pelosi's resolution confirms that it's an impeachment inquiry, yet every other impeachment inquiry we've had in the history of our country, all three, have allowed both sides to call witnesses, have allowed the White House to participate. That's not happening right now.
And Scalise goes on to talk about Adam Schiff.
Schiff, among many things, has been trying to claim that this is a fair process by saying that Republicans are allowed to ask questions. Now, he gets to choose all the witnesses and him and himself only, which means it's not a fair process on the face.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each. Deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
On Capitol Hill, the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232 to 196, Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leading districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session, a former White House advisor telling lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. Reacting to all of this, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. She tells Fox News,
"We will have our say when this president actually has his due process rights and is able to challenge witnesses, challenge evidence, present his own evidence, present his own witnesses."
And Kellyanne Conway blasting what President Trump calls the do-nothing Democrats.
"These Democrats came to Washington and said, I'm going to reduce your drug prices. They're trying to impeach and investigate the president. I'm going to work on infrastructure. They're investigating the president. I'm going to keep the economy humming along. Not a single one of them voted for the greatest tax cut."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News. President Trump reacting to the vote on the House impeachment inquiry. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports the president on a radio show in the UK.
The Democratic-led House is approving the resolution outlining the rules of the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. President Trump is reacting to the resolution passing with zero Republican votes on the Nigel Farage radio show in the UK.
"The Democrats are desperate. They're desperate. They have nothing. They've got nothing going. We really call them the do-nothing Democrats, and it's really sticking because they're doing nothing. And it's the only way they're going to try and win the election this way because they can't win it the fair way."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, first-time jobless claims up slightly as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C. Here's his report.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits last week were on the rise. The government says they hit about 218,000 last week. That's 5,000 more than the previous week. The steepest increases were seen in the states of Oregon, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and Hawaii. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, a down session, the Dow losing 140 points to close at 27,046, the Nasdaq down 11 points, the S&P 500 down 9 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.